Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Selected Clarendon communities to benefit from climate change adaptation program. Find out how on today's program and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Several communities in Peckham and surrounding areas in Clarendon are set to benefit from a climate change adaptation program thanks to the Environmental Health Foundation, EHF. The communities are Peckham proper, Ferron District, Tweedside and Wisbeach, as well as Johns Hall, Morgan's Forest, Grantham and Sanguinetti. The initiative, valued at $783,000, aims to increase production and improve the livelihood of farmers in the disaster-prone communities. EHF project manager Farah Dane Forbes Edwards says registered farmers and farming groups from the communities will be trained in sustainable farming practices as part of efforts to encourage them to change the way they do farming.
We know that a number of the communities are prone to certain disaster because of issues with climate change, and so we're going to try our best to address as much of that as possible. Get the farmers trained in certain areas so that they can change the way they farm so that they can adapt.
The two-year project is dubbed Building Resilience and Adaptation to Climate Change while reducing disaster risk in Peckham, Clarendon and surrounding communities. Mrs. Forbes Edwards is urging farmers to seize the opportunity and boost agriculture. Components of the project include increased productivity and adaptive capacity, strengthened capacity for farmer groups, improved disaster risk reduction and climate change resilience, and public education and awareness. Other aspects are improvement in water management with the use of plastic tanks for rainwater harvesting and storage, implementation of climate change education and awareness in schools, as well as the training of vulnerable groups in the rural communities. The project will receive support from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Planning Institute of Jamaica, Clarendon Municipal Corporation, Social Development Commission, Jamaica Agricultural Society, the College of Agriculture Science and Education CASE, and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The bird will sing the best, no make the best nest. Translation: the bird that sings the best does not necessarily make the best nest. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The annual JIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography Competitions are back. If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the JIS Heritage Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, "How would you like to see Jamaica in another 55 years?" Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you. Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit 100 high-resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at jis.gov.jm.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, those who brag about their ability are not necessarily the best candidate for the job. A similar meaning is, self-praise is no recommendation. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.